Welcome back to Living on the Edge. This is your podcast for all things related to Kubernetes, developer tooling, API gateways, service mesh implementation, and more. Let's get into it.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Living on the Edge podcast. My name is Kay James, your host. Today I have a nice little setup, my new microphone. Shouts out to the marketing team for setting me up for that. And today we're joined by Danielle Cook, one of the founders of Qcrash. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So I am Danielle Cook. I am a VP at AppCD, and I am one of the founding members of Qcrash. So excited to be here. Excited to join you.
Yeah. So why don't you give us, you know, a little more of your background and kind of go into what is Qcrash and how that came about?
Yeah. Awesome. So I have worked in the cloud native community space since 2016 at, you know, various different companies, really looking to understand the technology, looking to understand open source and how we can all be contributing to the community. One of the things that I am part of is the Cartographics Working Group within the CNCF. So we took on the project back in 2021 to write the cloud native maturity model. So this is a kind of all-encompassing, what do you do when you're, you know, approaching cloud native technologies? We looked at, you know, we kind of put it together and looked at key themes around people, process, technology, policy, and then also most recently kind of flipped it on its head and focused on what are the business values you can get out of cloud native. So definitely very involved in the cloud native community, wanting to make sure that people can get value from it and also communicate that value to their peers, their bosses' bosses, and all of that. So Qcrash, the event that we're talking about today, so this was a community-led event that we launched in 2022. So Catherine Paganini, who works at Buoyan and works on the Linkerd project, kind of came to a few of us, myself, Lisa Marie Namphy, Sophia McKee, and said, you know, it would be great to put together a virtual event that's free to attend, that is 100% focused on open source, and get a mix of hands-on demos, workshops, but also get a mix of end user stories on how they're using it. So we run this twice a year. We pick different themes around each event and, you know, invite speakers from all sorts of different places, vendors, open source technologists, as well as those end users.
That's really cool. So you've kind of been a pioneer or a big proponent for CNCF and Kubernetes for a while now. What brought you guys to the theme of platform engineering for Qcrash this time around?
Well, to quote Zoolander, it's just so hot right now. No, I don't know. you know, everyone's talking about platform engineering and, you know, how do we build a platform that's cloud native? How do we build something that enables developers to actually get their applications on the infrastructure the way we want it, with the security we need in place and the reliability and all that good stuff? So, you know, we've definitely seen platform engineering across the KubeCons, across the community, just becoming more and more important. You know, each platform team that I've met wants to do something differently, which is, you know, and they're building this from scratch and they're asking, you know, what are the open source technologies we can have in here that allows us to meet our business goals, but does it in a way that, you know, meets what our teams need, both the platform teams need, the security teams, the developers. So we wanted to focus this time around this key theme and, you know, get people some advice on what do they do when they're building their internal developer platform.
So what are a few of those tips that industry leaders will learn at Qcrash relating to internal developer platforms?
So we have a number of talks this time around, and they focus on some key themes. So scale is a big one. So obviously one of the major benefits of Kubernetes is its scalability, but not everything, every technology is built for scale. And so our keynote opens with Spotify discussing managing 200 plus plugins, thousands of engineers, and how they went about doing it. We have best practices around reliability, security. How do you dodge some of the pitfalls that are that come up with cloud native? And then we have a few panels with Boeing, Shutterstock, Adobe, Vonage, all focused on tips that end users did when they were building their IBP.
And what are some trends and topics that will take with QCrash? Like what industry trends are you keeping an eye on?
I mean, it's definitely, the trend is, what do we do to make developers successful? How do we have a great developer experience? And, you know, it's definitely a challenge because, you know, developers need to get their job done. Platform teams need to get their job done. They need to build things that are scalable, that are secure, that are reliable. They need to do them cost effectively. So all of this comes together. And, you know, it's just kept coming up in the themes of when we had people submitting talks to us for our consideration, as well as when we're reaching out to some of our keynotes and our panelists. Like, everyone is talking about, how do we enable developers and make sure we're secure, make sure we're reliable, and do all of this without spending billions of dollars. So that's definitely a key theme that will run throughout the day.
Awesome. And who are a few of these speakers? Like, is there any specific speaker that you're most excited to hear from?
So I'm really excited about all of our end user talks. Of course, I'm excited about the open source technologists, but you know, we have Chris Plank. He's an enterprise architect at NatWest, which is a large bank out of the UK. I'm excited to hear about his platform team, his experience. We have had Boeing before, but we're having them again as part of a panel. It's really interesting to hear like how they're building using open source, but obviously, as you know, Ruby flies around, we got to make sure we're safe. And so it's just an interesting take listening to that. So yeah, lots of really good speakers. The end users are always the ones that I'm pumped to hear from. Like, that is, you know, we all want to learn from each other, and that's key to this event.
Right. And with that in mind, who do you think would benefit the most from attending?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, if you're a platform engineer, this is a really good event for you. You know, DevOps, infrastructure manager, but even, you know, developers who are tasked, you know, depending on the size of your organization, you might be a smaller organization. You might be a developer that is also responsible for dealing with some of the infrastructure. Any and all could attend, because listening to end users is important. Being exposed to some of the open source technologies that can help you get your platform set up is great. We want people to walk away with new insights in open source tech, lessons learned from people. And you know, we're committed to helping the community in this way. And if you do register for and attend, we are contributing $1 to, for every registered person, we're donating $1 to Deaf Kids Code. So it's a nonprofit with the goal to get, you know, more people exposed to the programming world. One of our founding members, Catherine Pagnini, she works on the CNCF working group to get more people, you know, in the deaf community out there and as part of the community. So it's a great, great thing that we're doing. So please register, because, you know, you'll be doing good and learning stuff.
Love it. And what are some of the open source projects attached to QCrash?
Yeah, so we have several. So there's Linkerd, which is by Buoyant. So that's a CNCF graduated service mesh. Backstage is going to be speaking, the contributors to that. We have Cert Manager, which is Venafi contributes to, Goldilocks from Fairwinds. I am sure I'm forgetting some of the other ones, but lots of different open source technology. You know, that is what this is rooted in, and we try and expose people who attend to as many as possible. We have some of our old sessions that you can view on the QCrash website, which has sessions from Argo as well. So lots of good stuff there.
So you and Sophia McKee are the founders of QCrash. Who else is involved, and if for anyone who's listening and interested, how can they get involved?
So it's it wasn't just Sophia and myself, it was Catherine Pagani, it was her brainchild, and we all kind of jumped on it. I just want to call out her. Lisa Marie Namphy is very much involved as well. So we like it because it's a female-run event in the cloud native space, so that, you know, we're particularly proud of that. If you do want to get involved or be part of it, so of course, go to the website kubecrash.io, register, attend, see what it's like. You can reach out to all of us on the CNCF community Slack channel. We do open up for a call for papers, so when we're planning our fall one, we'll do that. So follow us on any of the social media sites, because we'll be promoting that as we get, you know, further to our next one.
Thanks for the correction there on the founders of the brainchild. Yeah, and it's really cool to hear that it is a women-led event, as another woman in space. It's exciting to see other women doing really cool things, and, you know, creating space for people to learn. So before we wrap up, are there any other cool projects or focus areas that you or your company are focusing on the next few months?
Yeah, so I work at a company called AppCD, and we are, we've launched actually a month ago, and we have launched a product that generates infrastructure from code. So, you know, loads of people are using Terraform. Their, you know, infrastructure as code, super important to the cloud native space, right? You got to get your infrastructure provisioned, your apps deployed, all that good stuff. Loads of people are using IaC, but not everybody are IaC experts. So we launched a product which says, you know, hey, if you're a developer and you're not really sure how to put together your infrastructure as code, like, add your repos to our product. We will scan it and we will generate your IaC so you don't have to. So that I'm particularly excited about this, because it takes away a huge headache that loads of people have. And, you know, of course, as everyone's saying, it helps you get your applications deployed faster, which is great. So, you know, check that out. We will have a sponsored brief lightning talk during KubeCrash, where we'll talk just a little bit about infrastructure from code and why it's important and why it's the next step in infrastructure as code.
Awesome. So where can folks connect with you?
Yep. So, you know, LinkedIn, GitHub, KubeCrash, all the good things. You know, and if there's anything about KubeCrash that you want to learn, you can go to kubecrash.io and all of us will be there and can answer questions and whatnot. But I am excited to be hosting it. It's April 24th, so I will be moderating it all day. So you can also reach out that day, chat to us, because we'll be behind the scenes. If you have questions, ask throughout the day. It's going to be really great.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Danielle, for joining us. To our listeners, please check out KubeCrash if you have the chance to attend the event. Definitely go ahead and do that. And that concludes another episode of the Living on the Edge podcast. Thank you guys so much.